Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Intentional Life.
Helping others speak their truth and live authentically.
With fulfillment specialist, LaShawn McQuarrie.
My heart's desire is to bring healing to the world.
And minister of motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
You are somebody special.
They're on a mission to help you open your mind, forgive, love, heal, accelerate your life, and speak the truth. And now, here are your co-hosts of Intentional Life.
There's nobody quite like you.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intentional Life. This is LaShawn McQuarrie, and this morning I have with us our fabulous co-host, the wonderful, the fabulous, the dynamic, Dr. Walter Sims. Good morning to you.
Good morning, LaShawn McQuarrie.
And how are you this morning?
Look, I always say, if I was any better, you and I would be twins.
All right. Well, we're not quite twins yet, everyone. We're still, you know, a little separate, but we're getting closer and closer to that point of being twins. That's something else that we're going to birth, pulling on today's topic and title of today's show. But before we get into the show, I want to wish all of the fabulous mothers around the globe a happy Mother's Day. It is that very special day where we honor mothers, and so I hope that each and every one of you, that you are deciding to honor your mother today. Now, I know everyone does not have a great relationship with their mother, but simply because it took her to bring you into this world, if nothing else, if you can put everything else aside for just 5 minutes to give her a call, send her a text, it's kind of too late to send a card, but if you go and pick one up and, you know, drop it by her house or just do something to say thank you. Thank you for at least giving birth. I don't know what happened, you know. A lot of things that happen in people's relationships and everything else, but you did meet her at least on the day that you were born. Well, actually, and before that
That's
as well.
Right.
But just That's give right. thanks to her.
That's exactly right. I love that.
Yeah, and so this morning, I kind of decided to piggyback. We were talking, Dr. Sims and I, about what the show title was going to be for this morning, and we both kind of drew a blank, and then all of a sudden, it came to me and said, you know, why don't we do something about birthing greatness? Because you all know that we are always trying to plant seeds of inspiration and encouragement and empowering all of you to live your absolute best lives, to live on purpose, to walk into your destiny and all those other fabulous things, however you want to phrase it. So I thought that it would be great for us to talk about birthing your greatness, because I believe that deep down inside of each one of us that there are seeds of greatness, and we need to make sure that we give birth to our greatness.
Amen. That is, you know, I was thinking about that last night. We were going over some show titles, and that just hit us like a ton of bricks, because Mother's Day, for example, mothers had to go through, whether they were prepared for it or not. I remember when my wife told me she was pregnant with Jonathan, and it's so much excitement around that moment in time when your wife says, I'm pregnant. You don't think about the 9 months that's about to happen, all of the weight gain, the uncomfortable moments, the back ache, the hunger that just hits you all of a sudden. You have to pull over to the nearest McDonald's or Burger King. Don't worry about no gluten-free. Okay, anyway, you do not worry
about to get on them for that one. If you are pregnant, please do not pull over at a fast food restaurant. I'm not going to name anybody in particular. Just don't do it. Okay, pack snacks before you leave the house. Okay, keep going, Dr. Sam. So you're not planning for that. But what happens in the
exactly.
middle of it, Dr. Sam?
Yeah, you know, that moment in time, and this is where I'm going, because y'all may say, well, where is he going with that? When you realize, at the moment you realize that you were birthed and you were born for greatness, and once that thing hits you, once you're impregnated with that thought that I'm supposed to be great, once that thought impregnates your spirit, all of the trials and the tribulations and the long hours and the training you got to go through to develop and to nurture that greatness that's been birthed in you, you don't really think about it at that moment. All you know is that there's some exhilaration that hits you once you really realize that I'm supposed to do something great. I'm supposed to be great. I am greatness. Oh, man, life takes on a whole new meaning. And I was telling LaShawn before we got on there that I met Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton last night. And one of the things, and we know this, and we hear this all the time, you know this. One of the great things he said is that the champion is not made in the ring, or the champion is not made on the basketball court or the football field. The champion is made in the training process. And part of the training process, you got to go through some trials and tribulations. And some of the times, one of the things that hinders you fulfilling your greatness is that a lot of people, Sean, a lot of people don't like the training process. I'm going to wait for somebody to say
right.
Amen. A lot of people, and I'm telling you, thank you, Jesus. A lot of people abort their greatness even before they even embark upon it, because they know that it's going to require some sacrifice. Come on, somebody. One of the great things,
yes.
One of the great things that I hear when people talk about their mother, I watch the NFL Network, and one of the things Roger Goodell, he's the NFL commissioner, one of the things Roger Goodell said about his mother is that she was a woman of sacrifice. If you slice across the mothers of this land and country down through time, if you took a vertical slice, across motherhood, One of the predominant qualities of mamas is their power of sacrifice. And a lot of times, and I love what you did at our introduction, I don't care if you and your mama don't talk ever. Once a year, one moment out of the year, you ought to tell her thank you, because at least she sacrificed 9 months of her life to bring you into this world. And so a lot of times people will abort that thing that's birthed in them because they don't want to sacrifice. And today, one of the words we want to drop on you today, and all of this is fresh off the press, this is fresh off the halls of heaven this morning. This is fresh. I don't have any notes. This is fresh. One of the things I want you to really put your arms around this morning is sacrifice. If you're not willing to sacrifice, you cannot birth your greatness, because it's going to require. And can I share this with you? Yeah, and this is going to mess with somebody. And I need some latitude now. I need you to walk with me. If you want to call us this morning, dial us up at 646-478-0615. I'm about to drop this on you now. Don't get mad at me when I say it, okay? There are no overnight successes.
Woo! Say it again. I'm sorry.
I know somebody going to get mad at Dr. Sims and LaShawn McCrary this morning, but there are no overnight successes. It takes time. You and I and everybody in this world, it took us 9 months to get here. Now, let me put a little caveat on that. There are some premature children born. There are some preemies. They're called preemies. There are some preemies. But you better believe those prematures need special attention. So now, if you birth this thing, if you get to your quote-unquote birth thing, when that thing is birthed and it is out of time, you're gonna have it's gonna take you a little bit more work. Come on, somebody, because you're
not fully developed.
If you try to circumvent your training process, the trials and tribulations you have to go through, if you try to circumvent that, you're going to get where you're supposed to get a little ahead of time, and it's going to mess with you. I'm just telling you what I know. So, number one, the first thing you've got to do is sacrifice. Now, the second thing, now Sean asked me for some negative, so I'm just, as they get to me, I'm throwing them at you. The first thing you got to do is sacrifice. You have to be willing to sacrifice. The next thing now, Sean, this is for you. This is what you're great in. The next thing you got to do is nurture. Every woman, every mother is a nurturer. There is greatness in you, and you got to nurture that thing. You got to love that greatness, that thing that's in you. That's why I'm a big proponent. You have to love yourself. And in the loving of yourself, you nurture that thing that is inside of you. You nurture your greatness. If you're a speaker, you speak with eloquence. If you're a writer, you write with power. If you are a server, you serve with greatness. Whatever that thing is that's in you, you guard it, you nurture it with every ounce of being you got, because the anointing that God, the gifting that God has given you is something powerful, is charismatic, and it draws people to you. So you take care of it with everything you got. You look at mothers, even in the animal kingdom, look at how much she nurtures her cubs and her eaglets and her biddies. Look at how mothers nurture their children. They pull them close to them. They wings around them, and they love what God has given them. So you love that gift that's inside of you this morning.
Wow. I love it. And just to add a couple of things to what Dr. Sims has already said this morning, and of course, if you want to call in, go right ahead. The number is 646-478-0615. I want to talk a little bit about the process of it. Because, you know, it is during that time when, like Dr. Sim said earlier, where a lot of people abort their destiny or their dream or their mission. And with everything that we do, knowing, as he dropped it on you, though, there's no overnight success. You know, sometimes people get this thing in their head, this idea, and that's wonderful. But anything that's worth having is also worth waiting for. And we don't always like the time, and I will be the first one to raise both my arms up in the air and my legs simultaneously and say that, you know, I don't necessarily like waiting for things to come to pass. I will also call myself on the carpet. I will be very transparent this morning and say one thing that sometimes gets up under my skin is what is called God's timing. And I'm like, if you don't, come on. We all know when, you know, sometimes as a kid, remember back when you were little and your mother was in a rush and you just you're just dragging your feet and just kind of moving at your own pace. And your mother's like, if you don't, come on. You remember hearing that? Well, sometimes I hear myself saying that to God. I'm just telling y'all with certain things. But knowing that for anything great, and I'm talking about with your own personal development, with the development of a business, in your relationships, and giving birth to a child, anything that you are going to birth that is going to be great, it takes a process. And it is that process when you find out who you are. It is not for the weak and for the weary. If you're one of those people where you have to have this instant gratification, it's not going to work for you. And that's why I tell people all the time, I said, you know, I kind of feel bad for these children who are growing up now where they have the internet and they have all this Instagram and, you know, everything is instant. Post a picture, say something to somebody. Everything is instant because, you know, one thing that isn't going to change, I don't care how much technology we get, God is going to move at God's speed. I don't care how much technology you have, God moves at God's speed. What is that?
That's good. In my mind, I call it slow.
It's a long, slow boat, but it's also the best boat. And if we can just get our minds wrapped around It is going to happen. And just consistently believe it's going to happen. Going to happen. I can't give you a date, and I know there are a lot of people out there that are famous for saying, oh, put a date out there, put a date out there. Well, you can put a date on it. But if always add in that room for flexibility, because if it does not happen by that date, there's always a reason why. It may be better for it to happen a week later. It may be better for it to happen a month later. You know, I know someone right now. I just sent her a text. She was supposed to have her baby on Wednesday. I contacted her on Wednesday. Is he here? She said, no, he's not here yet. I'm going to dinner with my family. I said, well, go eat and then run around in front of the hospital. Maybe he'll decide to pop out. I don't know if she did it or not, but I contacted her yesterday. I said, is he here yet? She said, no. I said, oh, you know, what is he doing? Because it's time. But apparently it's not time. See, the doctors had given her a date. The doctors gave her a due date. But see, God's date when it comes to him coming out is just a little bit later than she was hoping for. See, in her mind, he's going to be here right before Mother's Day. But no, for some reason, he's still inside the womb. And so that means that right now, it's meant for him to stay right where he is. And so if you're in that process of still carrying it, even though you feel it with everything in you that now is time, now is time, now is time, now is time, I want you to open yourselves up and know that sometimes it's going to be just a little delayed. It's going to happen a little bit later. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Delay does not mean denial. It just means delay. That's it. It means it's just coming a little bit later than you expected, than you hoped for, than you were praying for. And even in that, it's okay. Because how much happier is she going to be when that baby does come out? She was going to be happy regardless. But now it's like, finally, where have you been? Hello, I've been waiting to see you. So now there's going to be that extra excitement and that extra just dose of just love and energy. Why? Because what she waited on showed up. And know, each and every one of you, and I speak this over your lives right now, know that it is worth the wait. Know that whatever you have been working on, whatever you've been toiling with, that it is worth the wait. But I have to add this too. The birthing phase, okay, and let me go back before I go to the birthing phase. During that process, know that you go up and down through changes. You know, there are some women that have pregnancies and everything pretty much goes smooth. There are some women where their bodies and their health just gets all out of whack behind their pregnancy. You don't know what's going to happen, but they're still excited about it. But they still know that one day, and so because they know that it's worth it, they go to all those doctor's appointments. They're taking those special vitamins. Hopefully, they're not going to certain fast food restaurants there earlier, but they're eating healthy, you know, and if they were working out before, they're still working out, but they're doing what it takes in order to help that baby be healthy. But sometimes even with their best intentions, there are just certain things that just happen. Know again that everything during that process, it happens for a reason. So now after you go through that process, we finally get ourselves to, it's time to give birth. And guess
you
what?
You gotta say that.
That's the most painful part of all.
He's been there twice.
And for those of you who have been there once, twice, three times, 20 times, it does not matter. You know that is the phase. That is the time. You feel it coming on. So if you're feeling like, I know that my breakthrough is right around the corner, and you feel it and you can see it, but yet at the same time, for some reason, it seems like everything in the world is going wrong and more wrong. Know that that final push, that birthing, that getting it out, that's the hardest part. That's the most painful part. That's when it seems like everything that was, you know, should be going smoothly, it's not. And if that's what you're experiencing right now, know that it's a part of the process. If you haven't gotten that far yet, know that something, I guarantee you, something is going to go wrong. But everything that happens, it is there to strengthen you. It is there to make you a better entrepreneur. It is there to make you a better singer, a better dancer, a better whatever it is that you do. It is designed to make you stronger. We were not created to break. We were created to bend. We were created, you know, some of y'all like to drop it like it's hot. You were created to do that. You were created to be able to continue to change and learn and grow. Because it is in our difficulties in life that we grow the most. It is not on a nice, happy, sunny days when everything is the way you want it to. You have the house that you want, the car that you want, the bank account that you want, the family that you want. That's easy. Anybody could do that. But
that's
it's
right.
When you're questioning, when that marriage hits hard times, when those children that you love that you gave birth to getting on your nerves. You know, when business-wise things seem to be going down or maybe you just lost your position, that's when the real you begins to step up and shine. That's when you find out who you are as an individual. So, you know, but all of you, you can do it. You really can. You can do it, but you have to stand up and you have to be willing to give birth to that next phase of your relationship, of your business, of your greatness, because all of it is a part of your greatness. All of those things that are in your life, they're attached to you, and they are attached to you for a reason. So as you're going through this process, again, I highly, 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 and I send all my love to you as I say this, I encourage you to just keep pushing. I encourage you, don't give up before it's over, because the best, and we hear this all the time, the best is yet to come. And, you know, and sometimes certain things sound like an old cliche. And, you know, and they are, but guess what? It's still true. Because the best is yet to come for you. If you are here, if you are walking around and you are alive, that means that your mission is not done. It has not been fully accomplished. So go out there and do it. You know, and even for, and this is just popping into my mind right now, for all of the late bloomers who are out there, keep going. Keep doing it. Don't, you know, don't worry about all the other things around you. You just keep going, and you know that if you are here, and again, if you are still alive, it is because there is greatness in you. There is something in you that still needs to be released. Release it. You are never, I don't care what anybody say, you are never too old to do anything. If there is a passion, if there is a desire in your heart, if you put your hand to that thing, it is going to happen. But you keep delaying because, oh, well, now I'm in my 40s, but it won't leave you alone. And then, oh, well, now I'm in my 50s, but it won't leave you alone. Oh, well, now I'm in my – how many more decades are you going to pass it off? How many more excuses are you going to come up with? The children are grown. They're out of the house. What? How many more excuses are you going to make? And as Dr. Sam said earlier, it's about what? Sacrifice. You have to be willing to give up a few things right now for a few years so that you can live for the rest of your life the way that you desire to. And, yes, it can happen, but you got to focus on what you can do and what you can't. Because it's amazing to me how when people tell me, oh, I really want to do such and such, and then they can give you this long list of reasons why they aren't. Well, I can't, I can't, I can't. If your list of I can'ts is longer, you need to go back through that list of I can'ts, and you need to look at each one and say, okay, well, how can I make this work?
There
if I really, 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 really wanted to, how could I make this work? And then you begin focusing on an I can plan, an I can do this plan, and then you watch what begins to happen in your life. And I'm going to throw it back to you, Dr. Sams, on that note. But, you know, wow. My heart really is something about this message. And you know what? And I have to I want to share this with you also. It's not. It actually is right on topic. It's going to seem off topic at first, but I have to share this with you. My mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's about 3 or so years ago. And the effects of that have taken toll on her actually very, very quickly. She's declined very, very quickly. And one of the things that I realized, because she just recently relocated with my sister, and so now I'm like her secondary caretaker along with my sister. And one of the things that I realized in this past week where I've been here with her for a full week, and one of the things that I realized was that now I'm in a different phase of my life where I'm birthing something that I wasn't expected to. Because, you know, as we're growing up, we never expect our parents to, even though we know death is inevitable, we never really think that anybody is going to die. And we never really see our parents getting sick and us having to take care of them. And one of the things that I realize is I've been developing. I mean, I'm always in a self-development phase, but this year, 2015, has been really different for me. I mean, I have been growing leaps and bounds within this first 5 months of this year. And one of the things that I noticed just the other day was that me taking care of my mother, switching that nurturing role, I realized that I was now getting an extra dose. I was opening myself up, and I now have the opportunity to become more patient, to become more gentle, to become more kind. Because it's one thing when you're lifting up somebody that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds, but it's a whole different story when you're carrying around somebody who's over, she's probably right around 100 pounds, and it's what they call dead weight. It's different when they don't move when you want them to. And so it causes you to be patient. And one day I got a little irritated because we were trying to leave, and I was just like, oh, and she just wasn't cooperating. And when I got done, she looked at me and she said, "Thank you." And it, my heart instantly melted. And I'm sharing this with you.
I know it did. I know
it did. That when you get in one of those spots in your life, sometimes God is going to take you deeper, because it's one thing to say, I'm a kind, gentle person. It's a totally different thing to be kind and gentle when the situation causes for you to be kind and gentle. Do you all see where I'm going with this? So when you say that I am great, when you say that I am strong, when you say that I am an entrepreneur, whatever it is that you are claiming for yourself, know that there will be a time in your journey where you're going to be called on the carpet to stand up and act just like what you say you are. You are going to get a prime opportunity to be, not to say, but to be everything that you said you were. And so I encourage all of you again, just like I did, to see it and to stand up and really be who you are. Because it was that day when my mother looked at me and she said, "Thank you." I said, "Wow." I said, "She is here. Physically, she's not here, but she is still very much here. She is still very much alive." And I had to remind myself, you can be a little gentler with her. You can be a little bit more compassionate. You can be a little bit more patient with her. And so since that time, I've totally shifted my mindset when it comes to that. And now it is all about the love and the joy and the peace of her still being here and her helping me once again develop who I am as a person.
That's good stuff. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yes, it is.
That's good
and
work.
Thank you, Sam,
that's
because we have just, thank you, we have just a few minutes left in the show, but I want you to know where you can get in contact with the fabulous Dr. Sims in case you need his services. Dr. Sims, tell them where they can find you.
Well, all you have to do is just, you can tweet me at Dr. Walter Sims, BRWALTERSIMS, or jump on my website, www.ministerofmotivation.com.
Fabulous. And you all know that you can reach me at LashawnMcQuarrie.com. That's L-A-S as in Sam, H-A-W, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, C-C-R-A-R-Y.com.
Yay.
And Dr. Sims, I have to ask you, give us one nugget from you before we go, just something they can take on the road. I know the show is coming to an end. What's one nugget that you would give them closing out today's show?
Close your eyes and push. Like you were saying and I was saying, and I wanted to highlight this, just close your eyes and push, because when you right at your breakthrough, when that greatness is coming through, you got to close your eyes and push. So that's going to be the hardest moment is when you're breaking through, and you just got to close your eyes and push. And all of a sudden, when you open your eyes, there you will be. Love y'all. Happy Mother's Day, and keep pushing.
All right. Until next time, make sure you're living an intentional life. Goodbye, everyone.